The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 71 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight somewhere about 46 or so. Are you kidding me? It's going to get kind of cool this evening. Almost like October weather. Oh, wait. It is almost October. With us in studio is a lifesaver. He is Mr. Greg Edwards. He is the Chief Executive Officer for the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back to the States, sir.
Thank you, Michael.
What the heck were you doing in Germany, anyway? I've got to ask the question right out of the gun, because you were there.
Yes, we were.
We saw pictures.
Well, believe it or not, we weren't over there for Oktoberfest.
Well, of course. It was a little early, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were there for the Solheim Cup. And, of course, the Solheim Cup is a huge event that's coming to Des Moines, Iowa, next 2017.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to really be silly.
That's okay.
What is a Solheim Cup? Is it golf?
A lot of people ask that. The Solheim Cup is the equivalent of the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is men.
Yeah.
Men USA against men Europe. The Solheim Cup is the women's version. It's the LPGA stars of the Ladies Professional Golf Association taking on the European golf stars. The name Solheim, which again is a misnomer, is actually the people who created Ping Golf.
What?
Their last name is Solheim.
It's a good thing they didn't call it Solheim Golf, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Ping.
Yeah. Ping created this. They created this event back in 1990, and it goes on. It happens every other year. So we just, 2 years ago, it was played in Denver, Colorado,
right.
Actually in Parker, Colorado. This year, then, was played in just south of Heidelberg, Germany. And then in 2017, we'll be at Des Moines Golf and Country Club in West Des Moines, Iowa.
This is quite a deal.
It really is.
I mean, if you've been in Denver and Heidelberg and now Des Moines, I mean, when you say Denver, Heidelberg, Des Moines, I mean, that's a real feather in the cap, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, so much of the credit goes to the folks at Des Moines Golf and Country Club who really had the vision of, you know, ever since 1999 when they hosted the U.S. Senior Open, and which, by the way, they still hold the record there for the most people ever attending a U.S. Senior Open. But they've always had a vision of, hey, we want to host another big world champion event. And they kind of focused on the Solheim Cup. They, of course, recruited one of their past presidents and a community leader by the name of Suku Radia to lead the charge. And Suku was able to put together a whole program, a great proposal. We, of course, assisted with the proposal process. We had people from the ITA group that do this for a living as well and helped us out tweaking that. Suku was able to raise a lot of money up front and say, hey, Des Moines, Iowa deserves a look, and literally blew the LPGA folks away.
Really?
I mean, because they're looking at, big national courses all over the country, and there's a lot of communities begging them to bring that event here, and we got their attention right off the bat, and they selected Des Moines.
Now, sometimes people don't realize that this really is a competition among cities, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. It's just like bidding on the NCAA or any of these other big events that we try to attract here.
And who are you up against, can you say?
You know, I don't even recall, because it was 4 years ago who we were up against, but some major cities. I want to say maybe Nashville and Phoenix may have been in the mix, but major cities.
It makes
sense.
When you talked about the seniors tournament.
Right.
It was held out at Des Moines Golf and Country Club, having a large number of people attend. Kind of makes sense, because here we are, right smack dab in the center of the country, easy to get to, easy to get around in. And we've kind of gotten that moniker that it's a great place to go.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and things like the Principal Charity Classic have helped tremendously. You know, I mean, that event drew over 75,000 people and has drawn over that every year. And people take notice of that. Des Moines will support these big national events.
Yeah. Greg Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, he's with the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. His voice is very recognizable around here because you hear it often talking about the things to do. Catch Des Moines, as they say. I want to switch gears a little bit, and congratulations once again
on that.
For example, can you give us a hint when you say, all right, we put together, Suku put together a large package and there was money. So when you walk in to make a presentation like this, what are you really offering the Solheim Cup?
Well, you've got to offer all of the amenities, everything from the golf course. You know, we have a professional golf course in Des Moines Golf and Country Club, to the amenities of the community. You know, we sold them on the fact that, like the Solheim in Germany this year, we were 30 minutes from the golf course. Uh-huh. Well, in West Des Moines, you've got all those great hotels in West Des Moines, plus even just from downtown Des Moines, 15, you're 20 minutes max, you know. So we've really got a great package we can put together, lots of things to do while they're here. It so happens that it's also going to fall right over the state fair dates in 2017.
So get your hotel rooms now.
Exactly. But it's going to be a great time for especially Europeans coming over here. And one of the reasons we set a booth up over in Germany this year was to promote Des Moines. And people would come by the booth and we'd say, do you know where Des Moines is? And they'd say, oh, yeah, or no, we don't. Or and we'd show them the map. You know, we're right in the middle of the country. And, well, how do we get there? Well, you can fly literally into any major city and get to Des Moines. You know, Chicago is a 5.5-hour drive. You can fly into Atlanta. You can fly
wherever.
Wherever.
Yeah.
And they've all, I said, where have you been in the United States? Well, we've been to New York, we've been to Miami, we've been to L.A., San Diego, both coasts. So I think they're kind of excited to,
see what this
the
is.
Real America.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we were really promoting.
I
over
bet
there.
It was.
Yeah.
All right, let me switch gears for just a second, because some folks may wonder, and I know that many individuals are on boards of organizations, for-profit, non-for-profit, business entities that are out here that may be interested in bringing their convention, large, small, medium, whatever it has to be, to the Des Moines Metro. How does the Convention and Visitors Bureau work with these individuals to kind of juice it a little bit to make it happen?
Sure. Yeah, we've had a program for years. We used to call it the Hometown Hero Program. We've since, in the last couple of years, changed it to our Catch Champion program. But everywhere we go and speak, if I'm speaking to Rotary Clubs or Lions Clubs or whatever, I'm always asking, hey, if you're a member of a church group, a fraternal group, a sorority group, a family reunion, whatever it may be, a corporate business board, invite their next meeting to be in Des Moines. And it could be, you know, if their large convention only fits in Las Vegas because it's 300,000 people,
sure.
You know, see if they have a smaller regional meeting, see if they have a state meeting, see if they have educational conferences. All of those things help add up and support our local economy, you know, so it's good stuff.
And how does the CVB assist in that transition, getting them here?
All they need to do is let us know. So much of the time is having that person's name.
Mm-hmm.
If I can call the National Broadcasters Association and say, hey, Michael Libby is on your board. He suggested we contact you and invite you to have your next regional meeting here. Just by using that name, they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, sure, we take a look at Des Moines.
Hmm.
By us just cold calling, which we do so much of that anyway, and people say, well, you know, Des Moines, we're looking at Kansas City or Minneapolis or Chicago. But when you can drop that name, that goes so far. And then we'll do the work. You know, we'll put the bids together. We'll put the whole program together.
Really?
For the person. Generally, those organizations have staff,
sure,
that do the actual contents of the convention or meetings themselves. But we'll do all the legwork
for
them.
All the promotional, pre-promotional things to try to get them here.
Every year at our annual meeting, we celebrate a lot of different champions that we have in the community, and one of them is our Catch Champion, which is a person that's either helped us bring in a major event like the Solheim Cup,
mm-hmm,
or other meetings and conventions as well, that we do so many of that.
And this is a ripple effect in the economy for not only Des Moines proper, but the entire metro and region, isn't it?
It really is. You know, you think about where that dollar goes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think, well, the hotels are getting rich. Well, it's hotels, it's restaurants, it's convenience stores, it's shopping malls, it's the attractions. You know, you can talk to the folks at Adventureland, to the Science Center of Iowa, and they'll tell you what we do helps them tremendously. The Blank Park Zoo, we help them a lot with bringing extra people to town.
And I think they call that clean money, don't they?
They call that clean, fresh money. That's exactly right.
And it is an economic boon to the entire area. Greg, thanks so very much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And chatting about this. I always wondered about the Solheim Cup. You've been able to enlighten us about that. And also a little bit of interesting stuff about how you'll help other organizations come to Des Moines to experience all this cool stuff that we have to offer.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Greg Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, with the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. Prior to Greg coming in, we had Roe Crosby talking about stuff for training for your business, your individuals, how to make your business grow and prosper. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group for our guests and the staff. Thanks so very much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.